during the time I was at Upper Mississippi Towing, I got my MACE license in 1977. So that was kind of a drawing card. You know, that opened a lot of doors. If you had a MACE license, it was pretty important.
What was the process like to get your license?
I went to we had to test for it, but I went to a school in Helena, Arkansas, and they trained you, they taught you for the MACE license exam. At that point, at that time, you had to be, there was a tankerman's endorsement on the MACE license, and I had never tanked a barge. I'd helped push some loads and empties, so I knew what a tank barge was, but I had never loaded or unloaded or discharged a tank barge at that time. So I had to learn all that process in a matter of 2 days because it was part of the test. And then, of course, they had questions. There's parts on the test about rigging, about parts of the boat, nomenclature, knowing what the parts were. There was jobs. There was questions about lines, what kind of lines to catch, what kind of wires to lay, what those wires were called, what purpose they served. There was firefighting. You had to know about firefighting equipment on the boat and how to use it and all that. So there was even basic questions, even though it wasn't a steering position on the boat, but you had to even answer some questions about rules of the road. So I had to learn about some questions about the rules of the road, even though I wasn't a pilot.
Was that testing process new to the 70s? I mean, before?
No, they had it. I know it was back in the 60s, and maybe even prior to that. I think maybe they had MACE license even, and I'm pretty sure they did even back in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Now, the training, the classes, they didn't. The guys just had to go and take it from personal experience, from knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was fortunate enough by the time I went and got mine, at least there was a 2-day class.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went through that, got my test, took my test, passed it, got my MACE license. So that opened doors for me in different places because it was a pretty important document back then. The people respected it pretty good bit. So when I was up at Miss and when I lost the job there, I went to Wisconsin Barge Line. It helped me get a job there. And then pretty quick, I was running second mate, which is the equivalent of lead man today in most companies. You're second in command on deck behind the mate. So I got to work there for a couple of years. Well, I wanted to have, by that time, by the late 70s, I was thinking about maybe getting into the pilot house. I got my operator's license, my pilot's license, at that period of time while I was at Wisconsin Barge Line in the late 70s. Well, they stopped their steersman's program. The people that were running the company back then said they could hire pilots cheaper than they could make them. And plus, they were already trained, wouldn't have to go through the learning process, which, you know, was sometimes damaging to barges and stuff. So I went, left there and went to Cargill because they were still having steersmen. And of course, money had impact too because, every time I went to a different company, I was making a little bit more money. I was chasing that dollar bill, still putting more priority on money than I should have. But I met a lot of good people at Cargo Carriers. Made a lot of good friends there. Worked there as a mate. Actually steered for them a couple times, but they went from 13 boats to eventually 9 boats, so they didn't need to be making pilots. They stopped the steersman's program twice, both times right after I got in it, so I didn't have enough experience to become a pilot. Mm-hmm. And then I saw my chance to get back to Ingram Barge Company. I put my application in Ingram. I kept trying. In the meantime, I worked at another company at ACBL, they were 30 days on, 15 days off. And to that point, and since then, I'd only ever worked day for day, you know, 30 days on, 30 days off. And I was making pretty good money for working on deck back then, but I just didn't like the 15 days off. And like I said, I preferred working in Ingram. I still had a lot of friends over here from the first time I was over here. And I really liked the direction they were going in, what they did, how they treated their people. They were really good. Even back then, they had a good reputation of being a good company to work for. So I kept trying. Finally got hired back at Ingram. So I came back to Ingram in 1987. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I realized I'd made a mistake by leaving the first time. But like I said, when I was a 20-year-old genius. I mean, people couldn't tell me any different. And the harder they tried to tell me that I was making a mistake, the more bound and determined I was to prove them wrong. And so it took me 12 years to finally get back to where I should have stayed to begin with.